Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went, and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
They bring to me
how I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
They bring to me
how I love.
Once more to be with my friends at the old country church. All my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
They bring to me
how I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, once again, as we go into your word, I'm asking, Father, the Holy Spirit to be with me, to give me the guidance, Father, I need, and to open my heart and my mind to be receptive, to receive this your word, Father, so that I can grow thereby, grow in faith and grow closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, and to be able to receive more knowledge and wisdom to reach out to help others, Father, that are walking in darkness, to come to the light, and that light being the Lord Jesus Christ. Now use us all, Father, in great and mighty ways. Father, be with us throughout this study, and I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be in the 12th chapter of the book of Acts. I'll give you a minute to get there. Got trouble with that flame this morning in my throat. I don't know what keeps putting it there. I haven't got a cold or nothing. All right. Chapter 12, verse 1. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. This first verse here is using that term about that time, during which the famine occurred. Herod Agrippa, king of Palestine, the grandson of Herod the Great, began persecuting the church. And according to Josephus' reckoning, this was shortly before the closing event of chapter 11, because Agrippa died in AD 44. Now, we get into two. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. Three. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Now, you see that Easter is mentioned in the Bible. Right here. We know James' death is the first and only apostolic martyrdom recorded in Scripture. You know, and there again is a misquote of man. That's in the footnotes. And James is not the only apostle martyred this recording in the Scripture. Not near. But Herod intended to make Peter the second martyr and took extreme measures to secure his imprisonment, having four soldiers to guard him at all times. Though Easter does communicate correctly the time of year, and the Greek word must be translated Passover, the time of Passover. We all know what the Passover is about. Now, we get back into the Scripture now, verse 5. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And you know, all of these today that call themselves Christians that really don't believe that prayer works. And you'd be surprised just how many that is. Most don't believe that prayer really works. They have doubts. But as we study God's Word, we see it working all the time. Now here, the church is praying without ceasing. So they're having fervent prayer for him. When Herod would have brought him forth, the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the doors kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. Now, and the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. Now, he's telling him, get dressed and follow him. 9. And he went out and followed him, and was not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. 10. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came into the iron gate that leadeth into the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through the street, and forthwith the angel departed. You see, I told you about watching things that are written in and about these verses in our what we call study Bibles. Now, says the text. Here's what they wrote about chapter or verse 10. The text implies that the guards themselves unwittingly opened the first two gates for Peter, and then through the miraculous hand of God, the last gate opened of its own accord, or automatically. The scripture says nothing about these guards opening these gates. He had an angel with him that was taking him out, that was getting him through all of this. But you see, that's the way man does things. He twists and turns it to make it say what he wants, and even into a lot of the things here that's applied in the study part of it. And he can cause you pick up on a lot of things that is not the truth of the gospel. Well, Satan's smart. And, you know, he's not dumb. And he knows how to handle men and whom to handle in order to get things that will lead us away from the Word of God, as well as trying to drag us away from God himself. But this is where the study of God's Word comes in so handy, because it lets you and I have the knowledge of knowing. And then as we'll read things in the synopsis of our study Bible, we can see the wrong in it and the right that's there. Now, most of it is pretty good. But we always have a lot that's not. So we have to be very, very careful. 11. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectations of the people of the Jews. Now, you see another thing that will let you know that these guards hadn't done it, because if they had, these guards would be put to death. In fact, most of them would have killed themselves, because they knew they would be put to death. Now, and even with them escaping, they could be. That's the way things were in that day and time, especially with Herod, the grip of the king. 12. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. You know, due to the prayer of the church was fervent due to Peter's situation, there was a deficiency in faith. Evidently, they did not believe God would answer in this miraculous way or so soon. Well, we know that his disciples were always slow in learning and accepting and understanding the working of Almighty God. Now, 13. And we're getting ready to find out about that. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to Mark and named Rhonda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, "Thou art mad." But she consistently affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, "It is his angel." They now, rather than believe that it's really him, they're believing it's his angel because they probably already killed him. 16. But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. Now, but he, beckoning unto them with the hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, "Go show these things unto James and to the brother." And he departed and went into another place. He goes into another place. Now, 18. As soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers. What would have become of Peter? Uh-oh. Now, they don't know what's become of him. And when Herod had sought for him and found him not, he examined the keepers and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea and there abode, because he had escaped. Now they are being put to death. So you know they did not help him get out, because they knew they faced death. Now, and Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon, but they came with one accord to him, and having made Blastus, the king's chamberlain, their friend, desired peace, because their country was nourished by the king's country. 21. And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an orientation unto them. Now, he's talking and he's giving them an address, and the people gave a shout saying, "It is the voice of a God, not a man." Now he could commit all these murders and kill all these that would follow Jesus and become Christian, and yet the people was calling him a god. 23. But you see, this is what happens when you get too far along in the wrong direction. 23, and immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. Worms killed him. Think about dying like that. No. You see, God can do many things. And these angels that God sends to us, and we all have angels to watch over us. We're told that in the Word of God. If you are a child of God, you've got angels watching over you. You see. 24. But the Word of God grew and multiplied. And boy, do we need that today. In this day in which you and I are living. Because it has went out the back door, mainly. And we need men that will stand up and boldly speak the truth of God's word. 25. Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry and took with them John, whose surname was Mark. Now, we have finished with chapter 12. Chapter 13 has got 52 verses. So I really don't want to get into that too far. But I think we'll take a few of the first verses, because they will tie in here with the last 12. Now, we ended the last two verses of 12. By the word of God grew and multiplied. Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry and took with them John, whose surname was Mark. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Mananee, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. Now, verse 2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. 4. So they being sent forth by the Holy Ghost departed into Cilicia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogue of the Jews, and they had also John to their ministry. You know, 3 factors demonstrate the shift that takes place in chapter 13. The spread of the gospel in the earlier chapters was often the result of persecution. Now it becomes the result of a program and missions. As this evangelism spreads to the Gentiles, the focus passes from Peter to Paul. Likewise, the use of operation passes from Jerusalem to Antioch of Syria. Antioch was the capital of the province of Syria and the third largest city within the empire, being surpassed only by Rome and Alexandria. And it was the cosmopolitan and commercial center. The list of men who are leaders in the church at Antioch represent a wide spectrum within society, from Simon Paul Niger, the Black, to Manini, the boyhood companion of Herod Antipas. Simon may be the man who carried Christ's cross, called Simon of Cyrene. Men from Cyrene had begun the ministry among the Gentiles in Antioch. Now, this commissioning of Barnabas and Saul for this missionary endeavor, it was the work of the Holy Spirit, as we just read that. And the Holy Spirit most likely spake through one of the prophets, since there was prophets within the group. That was the usual means of communicating the Spirit's message. This sending forth was the work of the Spirit rather than the church. From the text, it appears that both sent them, but the Greek words are different. Indeed, they were sent forth by the Holy Spirit, whereas they were released by the church. The word denotes a release from any tie, whether contract or relationship, such as the contract of marriage through divorce. The church released them from their ministry at Antioch, but the Holy Spirit sent them. You see, the church was releasing, but they were sent by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. We're going to stop here for this morning. And God willing, we'll get back into 13 this evening. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word, I thank you for your word, Father. I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And Father, I do thank you for the time that we have, that you've given us so that we can study together in your word, Father, and grow thereby in knowledge and wisdom so that we can reach out to help others. Father, I pray for all that will listen and all that is part of this ministry, Kenny Powers, Dennis Lee, Amy, Tom, Jacob, Bobby and Millie, James Taylor, Rob White, Sue Branson, Daryl and Debbie, and Father, their families. their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, brothers and sisters, and Father, we do pray, Penny's sister, and Kenny's mother. And Father, we're asking that revival, rebirth, Father, would agree to come and live with his mother, Father, because she is getting in need of needing some help. Touch her in mighty great ways, Father. Bring that healing hand of the Lord Jesus Christ upon her. And let her see the power of Almighty God. So that she can be delivered, Father, and walk closer in her life with the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we pray for Israel that they have peace, but also, Father, that they will all accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and their Messiah. In this land of ours, we pray, Father, for all the evil to be removed out of our offices of the government, Father, that has brought all of this evil upon us in this land, and be replaced with those, Father, that are yours, that love you, love the Lord Jesus, loves your church and your people, and loves this land, and will work with us, Father, to bring this land to repentance and put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Father, keep us all throughout this day in health. Keep us safe. And bring us back together this evening, Father, at 6 p.m. And back into your word. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, all. Have a good day and a safe one. Walk with God, he'll walk with you.